where Dolph at? Where Dolph at?
Where's Bonnie? Where's Bonnie?
Yo, the lady killer Dolph Lundgren, yo.
Man, they gonna be hating right now, bro. But you know, at the end of the day, man, look, it's more about the truth. It's not about the skin tone. It's about the truth. Because this is what I say to people. I say, well, if it's not about this, if the skin tone doesn't matter, then why is it marketed to us that way? If it doesn't matter.
Oh, in Hollywood, you mean?
Man, it's not just in Hollywood.
Well, we know this. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, to keep people down, right? Deaf, dumb, and blind, right? You have to kind of do these things, right? You know what I mean? Have them fight each other and, you know, not want to see each other climb and be jealous of the next one and want to be the only one with the Mercedes, you know what I mean? The only one, right? They don't want to help in that sense, right? And where did they get that from, right? You know, the slave master, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, like giving these people some food and not giving these other ones some food, right?
Go ahead.
Okay, I won't let you speak on it, but I'm just saying things like that, right? And those things stay in your DNA, right? And your makeup, right? And, you know, it's hard on our people, right? In that sense, right? Indigenous people, they go through it too, right?
Absolutely, man.
And the indigenous people to this land, they've been robbed, right? And, you know, hopefully we can come to common ground very soon here, you know? Where everybody can get along and try to move forward with this, right?
Yeah, man. Like, look, man, it's about allies towards the truth, right? That's it, man. It don't matter if you black, white, brown, yellow, man. Like, black, brown, yellow, white. It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. Like, as long as we allies for the truth, you know what I mean? Because there's an enemy out there, right? And it's not necessarily just one skin tone. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's important to make that clear. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, man, there's an enemy out there that doesn't care about, you know,
you, your son, your daughter,
you know what I mean?
Your car payment, you know what I'm saying? Your mortgage payment. He don't care about that.
You don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll have you thinking it's a white and black thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what he wants. There's money in white and black in that whole argument there.
Absolutely.
Right? It's too many people are getting paid off of that, right?
Absolutely, man. You know what I'm saying? That's not what it's about.
On both sides.
Yeah. 100%, you know, and going back to what you were saying, right? Like, because the thing about is when you say, oh, yeah, give this person more food and not that person, right? That was one of the principles of Willie Lynch, right? Was to create envy, right? Within the people who were enslaved. I don't want to call them slaves, but the ones that were enslaved.
Kidnapped.
On the planet, exactly. Kidnapped. Straight up. Kidnapped. Right? Like, bottom line, kidnapped, right? Kidnapped. Let's just tell it how it is. Kidnapped, right? And so that was one way to break them down, right? To put the woman in front of the man. You see what I'm saying? And what would they do to the alpha males? Well, here's a little description of what they would do, right? They would burn their bodies. Before they burn their bodies, right? They would buck them, right? B-U-C-K, right? And for y'all that don't know what bucking is, that's basically taking a man's manhood, right? So they would buck them, right? Then they would chop off their genitals.
Not only bucking them, they'd have the rest of them.
Everybody watch.
Exactly.
Everybody watch, right? To install the fear in their eyes and to see, like, you know, your alpha.
That would scare me.
He ain't nothing. Right? So after they removed his genitals, right, then they would light him on fire. Well, wait a second. Tie him to the horse first, then light him, and then send him on the way. And then they would rape their women, have their children. And so this is the process. Now, when that happens, right, genetically, that is in the DNA. And so this is the problem that I'm gonna speak just for the black nation. This is the problem that we're having right now, is this fight between the man and the woman, right? Who's supposed to lead, right? Look, whether people wanna honor it or not, the man is the foundation of the family, like I said earlier, right? When you send these black males into this place where they do not know who they are, the woman is forced to step up, and now she thinks that she has to be. That's why I don't deal with feminine and masculine energy in the physical. It doesn't make sense. But here it goes, is that for those who do subscribe to that, is that the woman has to be in her masculine, all right? And that's not her nature. Her nature is to be a nurturer. That's her nature. She's going against her nature when she's doing that, right? And now you want to have a contest to see whose penis is bigger than each other's, right? No, that's real talk, right? That's real talk, right?
Okay, but okay, cool. I understand nurture, but she can still be a provider too, right? I
see. I'm not saying that she's not.
I never said that you did. I'm just saying, like, it's not just nurturing in that sense. It's also, like, because, I mean, now, like, in the politics right here in British Columbia, right? They said, you know, right as it stands for now, the NDP won, right? And they said there's more women than there is men, right? And you know, I could say with my job place and stuff like that, you know, they have women foremen now and stuff. And I'll tell you, they're doing a great job.
Absolutely.
They're doing a great job.
Absolutely.
I'm not even going to lie. The morale, I see women come, you know, I mean, there's, I'm sure, you know, it's not just women, but, like, you know, there's some good leaders and there's some bad leaders. But the ones that I've seen that are coming up, they're just, I give it to them. I give it to them. I've seen the morale come up, the way they handle situations, you know, it's not just, you know, they handle it, they talk to you, they, you know, I applaud them, you know, I applaud all the women doing great things right now.
You know, can I add a little something to that? I had a little interaction last weekend with a friend of mine at a traffic stop. And we had about, it was two of us, we were with our two sons. We had about 10 officers at 10 at the time. And I'd like to give a shout out to the Vancouver Police Department. Because, to be fair, I was very surprised by the way they treated us. They treated us extremely fair, I would say. Very friendly, outgoing. They did their job correctly. And they were very kind. They were very good to our children. They even had a, as we were saying, a female officer. And in her position, she was very nurturing to the kids. Because one of them was very upset about the stop, somewhat afraid, which a lot of black people are when they are, you know, and they have interaction with the police. But I would like to, again, if they're listening, send a shout out to the VPD, who actually did a really great job. And I'm not really one to show love to that side of things, but I gotta say I was impressed with your behavior, and I really appreciated the treatment. So thank you very much.
No, I've seen that, right?
I've seen it too, bro.
Absolutely. And, you know, I got to say, like, you know,
absolutely.
Harbody and I are downtown, you know what I'm saying? We're going to some gig or something like that. And, you know what I'm saying? We're at the stop sign. And, you know, about six of them walking by, you know, it was like they were homies almost, man. Like, y'all, they're like, what's up, yo? You know, you guys have a good night, yeah. And you know what? That's the thing, right?
That's what we need. We need a lot more.
We need policing to change, and I see that the VPD are trying to change, right? In a sense, right? And you know,
younger generation.
Yeah. I mean, and that's good because the people should not be afraid of the police. The police are there to protect the people. We know what really, how it came about, but I'm just saying, they should be there to protect the people, right? And if you are in need, you should be able to call the police, right?
Look, man, and look, I've, you know, the interactions that, you know, what I would say is that the females definitely, They're gentle with their approach.
Yes.
They're gentle with their approach. And I appreciate that because, like Digi said, right, as a black male, you know, being, I don't want to say detained, but been there, you know, whatever. It's like when this is what I found, and this is going to go back to what I said earlier. If you are constantly focusing on negativity, then you are going to attract negativity. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So if you act...
Hold on.
Because if you act like a prick to them, then they gonna dig in your butthole, right? And not... Yo, and listen.
No Diddy.
No Diddy, right? And listen, it's gone. I've seen many different situations, right? But the situations that always come out better, right, is when you just, yeah, no problem, boom, boom. Just, okay, yeah, bye, 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 gone. You know what I'm saying? Is when I was younger and I was really not caring about them and I was like, yo, F this, F that. I got my ass beat. You know what I'm saying? I got beat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And when I was in the States and I tried that, you know what I mean? And I was running around with my little cousin's Crip brothers, like, and I did that in front of the, and they were like, bro, you can't act like that here. They're gonna put you down like a dog. All right? Different culture, right, in America. Because, yeah, they will. They'll put you down. No problem. They like doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So back to, you know, the whole aspect of the female. Yes, she can be a provider. I'm not saying, nah, that she's not. You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to shout that out. That's
absolutely cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Women deserve to have opportunities to provide as well. And as the mother, or, you know, as like that's, yo, you're still providing something.
It blew my mind that women could not vote till 1973.
In where, in Canada?
Right here, in British Columbia. Mm. 1973, brother.
Yeah, what was it in America? I think it was 1930, 1940.
No, it was the 60s, I believe. I was thinking something like that. But wow, you know what I mean? That's not too long ago, bro.
I know.
Not too long ago.
There's a lot of things that were just, you know, a few decades ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not too long ago.
A lot, you know, and it's. And that's what I mean, right? Like, it's the division and the separation that the enemy does, right? Separates and divides. That's what he does. You know what I mean? And
that's where we have to stick together as a people, man, woman, and child, right?
Man, woman, and child,
sun,
correct.
Moon, star is not complete. The universe is not complete without sun, moon, and star, man. Simple as that, right? But, you know, like I said, there's an order to it, right? So, but, you know, to the women, you know what I mean, that are doing positive things, yo, man, I got love for you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, single mothers out there having a job, man, having to take your kid to daycare and all that stuff. I know it ain't easy out there. You know what I'm saying? And single fathers, too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It ain't easy out there. You know, so everyone supporting their child and supporting themselves and trying to keep themselves in a good place. You keep your head up. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Let's fight for families, too, though. Let's try to keep together, man. We know it's going to separate.
Yeah, man.
Well, work it out.
The Lord making too much money off that, and people got too much ambition.
You can see that.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, yo, did you run the next joint, man? Let's keep it moving.
We're going to have a fundraising PSA.
Okay.
Don't get left out in the doghouse. It's Mike here, host of Noise of Carpet. Even though Fund Drive is over, you can still donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573 and be radio's best friend.
Yo, what's going on, man? Yo, man. Anything is anything, man. Just get that cream light, man. For real, man. You know what we striving for, man. We got family members.
Let's smash against my hollow bone.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, high potency top. Smoke a bag of black and feel a vibe. Born to be wise, we form on the rise. The corner mean five. Horns in disguise, throw on your slides. Young niggas racing, smokers is basing. You seen the eyes laying up, playing the cut. What? Stay in the truck. Something told me duck. Folded me up. My shoulder struck out of luck. Fuck the potters up. Fell in a daze like a galata snuff. Niggas tried to body me up. I'm in the lobby bleeding. Niggas in the renting office probably eating and sprinting and beefing. When they heard the shots fall of recent and seen Barbara Niece's beast, a nigga shot Shalaw features and shot through his Elises. Bent the spider callers creatures. I'm gagging and flagging the cab down. Guess who in the Benz wagon? Dragging my sound down. Magging it was Del Greedy, the greedy, conniving ass snake genie. Cop with a bikini who murdered Charles and Bernini. I'm feeling wheezy and I'm drained from the Chiba grieving. Ain't even looking decent seeing police. Niggas reaching it.
Let's flash against
in the crime scene, speeding, beefing, leaving behind cream, not even peeping that I was leaking, won't see the precinct, just got a recent case, beating still, takes a creeping, don't blow your spot, stay the weekend, keep the rug appealing, who's squealing, few new, the dealings, keep the steel concealed in, cause we got no time for feelings, eyes on the building, corns are on the corners healing, $1 million block villains, plotting on a killing, feel like a superhero, talking like a true De Niro, they boost his ego, found them broke down, reduced to zero. Cops fill reports, hoping I reveal my source.
That splash against my hollow bones. That rocks my soul.
Outside the check cashing, flashing, dipped in fashion. Five cherry face faggots try to cash in. They keep laughing. Don't you get your face bashed in. Who give you these privileges, son? Why you maxing and we?
That's flash against my hollow bones.
Seen in the hate those. Move slow. I'm hearing how you broke Ross Lowe's. And I heard you keep a banging hammer. Golden brass, diamonds, and broderies that was stolen at you. Haven't reported, G. Make very little noise. My shit hiccup. Don't make this big stick up. Big up me and the boys. I thought for a second and chose rather than froze. Had the gem star in my hand, yo. What the fuck, yo? That's when I ripped Timothy. Snatched some dip, jump right in back of him. Had the mini axe to him. Faxed him. Shots rang off. Bing. Boggly dunk.
That splash against my hollow bones.
Side, let's go. My thumb struck a lot of lighters, pulled a lot of all-nighters, banned from some after-hour spots. My crew would choose violence, move in silence. Who knew I grew to build an empire? Streets had me against the ropes, would have thought I was ziplining. Text and a dresser, money off tech, pushing a Tesla. Rolled up a fresh one, it's one IPO to the next one. Rich from corporate, a thug and expensive mistakes. It's all a racket, it's the same thing, just the risk that you take. Moving too fast, blues on your ass. Them boys came through with the task. Through the blinds, you knew it was curtains. Breadwinner, take a L, lead a whole family hurting. Seen it a million times, sister, wash him out with the verdict. Saw him clean as a whistle, drinking premium liquor in between two Argentinian sisters. They counting up for me until their fingers get blisters. What I blew that on, I cannot seem to remember. This not even bragging.
I like that.
It's okay, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Flyest nigga in this rap shit. Yo, as I'm looking at the New York skyline, reminiscing on nighttime shootouts with my guys pouring this white wine. You could rich a million your left wrist, keep in perspective, we on God's time. The world is yours. What happens when dealers reduce to addicts? What happens when kings don't see their potential status? What's your exit plan? Face to face with my omens, I never ran. Stood on stages, most never can. Pyrotechnics and leather pants. Shifting the culture. Mention me with Mick Jagger and Bono like your poster. I'm standing next to rookies somehow, they looking older. The altitude I'm at is so cold, it'll make your nose run. How you expect to get love if you don't show none? I should send you little niggas on the store run. How we moving is no cut. I'm from the era of razor blades and coke dust. People living with no trust. Champagne and the soap suds. So I'm clean as a whistle. Drinking premium liquor in between two Argentinian sisters. They counting up for me until their fingers get blisters. What I blew that on, I cannot seem to remember. The world is yours. Scarface, Tony Montana shit. It's yours. R.I.P. Ecstasy from Houdini, DMX, Prince Marky D, Shock G, real rap gods, do you know the meaning? All the rap brothers we lost this year, the last year. Hey yo, check it out. Run to the store for me, man. Give me veggie chips, blunts, and a bottle. You got this shit all twisted, man. It's about rank. You ain't there yet. Think you wanna send me to the store? I own the store, man. I'm just testing you. I got the hood playing golf wild, ball style. Crucifixes over the chrome, heart you get crossed out. People battered down, Asian hate getting passed around.
Tiger happy, both his parents' lives matter now. Marble floors is my common law, we company builders. I inspired those who inspired you to run up millions. Not perfect, persistent, keep it more pure than the purest. I do this for the Jets and them good-hearted jurors.
Yeah, my mic sound good, believe it or not, calm.
The only way I can heal, you know how I feel. You know I always keep it real, you know how I feel. Pour out my heart and my soul, you know how I feel. There's no other way I really know, you know how I feel.
I know how I feel. Four nines, I ain't know about the deal. We was moving, I ain't know about the bills. You don't know about bills, this life is real. You don't know about the feel. My man got life, I told him chill and just try to appeal. They think this money make it all good. How? Things change, spent too much time in the hood. Now I know I could get killed. I'm in and out of it like a robbery. Might stop for a mil. Streets tricky, the way they did Nipsey shit shocking for real. I'm seeing demons in my sleep, shit got me plotting to kill. Stay quiet, indictments coming, this is not just a drill. I ain't think that lean was real unless I'm popping a seal. Bottom niggas, we ain't stopping until it's top of the hill. Why the fake live a long time and the real die? They ain't got no morals, they ain't got nothing they live by. Seen a fiend from 2005, said she still hot. I ain't have a dollar in my pocket, I was still fly. Nigga, I was still fresh. If you take a walk in my shoes, shit, that's a real test. You never seen your man on the news or witness real death. I ain't seen that bitch in 3 summers, she said she still wet. She know how I feel. Being all for the dead, to tell on your man, why the fuck you talking for real? The whole courtroom white, shit get awkward for real. You think intend to judge all for the will, you hope your lawyer get killed. I don't even know how that feel. Ask any questions, I don't know about that deal. If I ever have a son, I just hope that he real. If I ever pass him a gun, I just hope that he kill. Hope he don't know how it feel. Hope he don't know about the pills. Hope he don't know about the coke. He don't know about the drills. Hope he know how to grow. Hope he know how to build. Hope he got that look in his face where they know he for real. Let him know he from a long line of gangsters. Let him know to keep his eyes on his own paper. Niggas will get close to you just to see what you make. Know your dad knew real shot as niggas thought he was Jamaican. Make sure my daughter stay away from y'all sons. I went to D.C. Got put on till we all won. In Sobeado. First class flight from L.A. Pack of gelato. Netflix got me. Can't stop watching El Chapo. Free Rallo, free Gotham. Walk up out of nowhere, I feel like Wallo. Alias Don Pablo, studied the narcos. I'ma drink until the bar close. Never stop, one day we gotta all go.
Not afraid to say how we feel. Not afraid to feel something real. What's going on in the world today? Being desensitized just don't feel right. Don't wanna be an empty shell. My life's worth going through some hell. I never feel.
Nothing they live by. Seen a fiend from 2005, said she still hot. I ain't have a dollar in my pocket, I was still fly. Nigga, I was still fresh. If you take a walk in my shoes, shit, that's a real test. You never seen your man on the news or witness real death. I ain't seen that bitch in 3 summers, she said she still wet. She know how I feel.
Peace, baby, baby. Wow, man, that last session was just incredible, man. Yo, you played two cuts with Mary J tonight that were fire, man. And I know she up for cuts, but you know,
play it where we can.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, that joint with Dave East was crazy.
Yeah, I like it.
I love Dave East, man.
I like what he's spitting it too, man.
You know what I mean? Yo, shout out to Dave East, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Davies, man. So, oh man, we ran that joint. Oh man, Hollow Bones, Wu-Tang. Come on, man. Ooh, yeah. So, you know, we about to wrap it up. But, you know, before we do that, we just want to say, you know, to the listeners and the supporters, man, we got a lot of love for you for tapping in and tuning in with the gods and just, you know, being a part of this culture, being a part of this community, you know, and that's what it's about. It's about building community. You can't have the commune without the unity. You feel what I'm saying?
Commune.
Just exactly like the universe. When you break that down, you and I verse. You know what I'm saying? Together. You know what I mean? We converse, right? We build. And that's what One Order 6 O'Clock Blitz is about, right? So, you know, it being the Fun Drive show, man, we ask that you support and donate what you can to the CJSF fundrive.ca. Go to the One Order show, you know what I mean? 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, whatever you got. It's all love, man. We appreciate you. And even if you don't, you know, we still appreciate you, man, for tapping in every week. You know what I mean? Because look. Just look. Just look, man. Look, listen, learn, observe, and respect. That's what I got for y'all, man.
Yeah. No, it was a great show tonight, man. We talked about a few different things out here, you know? And, yeah, donate if you can, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20.
25, 30.
You know, whatever you can, you know, just to help this and to help us keep going and to help the station keep providing you with what you need. And that's the rails.
You know what I mean? Any quick shout-outs, Digi? Any quick shout-outs today?
As always, to my two boys. Love you lots. Thank you for everything you do for me. Love you guys. Gonna keep you guys going forward. Congratulations to my son again. Big boy. Moving on to the next job site. Call it phase of his life. Growing up, man.
Paying bills. Paying bills.
Time for him to start taking the bills off me.
Pay the rent. Pay the rent, man.
I got you.
Got a job.
You save your money for when you're ready. But, you know, you can pay your own phone now, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, the 6-year-old. Thank you, Jalen. My son had a little incident at school, as we all have, with the bully. He came home a little upset. We gave him some old school advice. He handled it like a little man. Congratulations, son. Don't take no crap from no one.
Don't take nothing from nobody.
And that goes to everybody out there.
You know what I mean? Any shout-outs today?
Guilty?
Yeah, guilty.
Hey, shout out to all the haters out there, you know what I'm saying?
We love you.
Keep hating, you know what I'm saying?
I hate her.
Man, y'all hating just
gets
me motivated.
I hate her.
Yo, my Lord, lift me up high, you know? Word keep hating, man. But no, shout out to, like I said, you know, people who lost their lives. I said that last week, but another shout out goes on, you know. Yeah, you know, hopefully they find grandma, you know, she's missing, you know. You know, her truck was found like 120K or something away from the place she was last seen. They found her shoes, but she's not been found yet. Hopefully she comes home safely. So my shout out goes out to that today and, you know, all the people, beautiful people of the world, you know, the youth, the children, and that's it, man. Peace.
No doubt. And, you know, my shout out goes out to, you know, my young God, man, you know what I mean? Hold your head up, and his family, and, you know, we signing out. 1:06 O'Clock Blitz. Peace.
Catch us next week.